1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Richie Show.
Here we go. Wasn't supposed to have to do a full show tonight, or I'm sorry, I should put it this way. I didn't think I was going to get to do a full show tonight because they usually have that football show on, but I don't know what happened with that. But if you want to use a sports analogy, QB1 is in the chair. Oh, thank you. And I have been in Nashville all weekend with my wife and my friends, and we were visiting my daughter who lives there. So, I was in the car all day today, coming back from Nashville to Mooresville, where I live. If you stop for gas, which we usually do, it probably takes about 6.5 hours or so. And with that time, my wife and I listened to the audio, the entire Charlie Kirk Memorial Service. It was about 4 hours worth of speeches and so forth. And knowing that I was coming back and being on the show tonight and needing to talk about that and. Oh, and I wanted to hear it anyway. I wish I could have watched it, but I was driving and I couldn't do that. So we were, out doing fun things and all in Nashville with my daughter when it was on live. And so I couldn't see it. So then, got the whole thing in the car today. And it was eye opening in a lot of ways. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not one to come in here and try to be, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to say it's like I just come in here spouting off, but I'm also not one that it wants to dance around the issues and not just say what something is. Okay. And what that was to me, the most important thing I took from it was on display in a marvelous, marvelous way. Just how different we are than they are. And when I say we and they, I mean conservatives and people who love America and the trash on the left. That's what I'm talking about. There's never been, I don't think, a better illustration of how we're different. Because I know we're going to play some clips from the funeral from some of the speakers, and one that's been making the rounds is when Erica Kirk said that her husband was assassinated because of his political views, and nobody on our side rioted. There was no violence. There was no uprising of people who are conservatives who hit the streets, burning down buildings, tearing up everything in their path, fighting, shooting, just looting, the whole thing. None of that. None of it. And why? It's because of the decency of our side. Because we want what is best for everybody in America, and that is a civilized society that's governed by the people, and it is ruled by law and order, upheld family and faith, the same things that our founders wanted, you know. I have a lot of things to get to tonight that will prove several points against what the Democrats are saying, and the only way that they know how to combat the uprising of love and the uprising and the outpouring of decency. I just keep going back to that word. It's the decency of people. associated with this Charlie Kirk situation. You know, it's just, I mean, look at Hollywood, how they've reacted to it. It's just all because they just cannot stand it when people of faith are heard. And it's not just people of faith. That's another thing we're going to get into. Well, I'm going to throw this out there now already. All of these celebrities, all these leftists, all these people who are condemning what happened yesterday with the Charlie Kirk Memorial as being a Christian nationalist move. It was like a Christian nationalist, very scary Christian nationalist display. You know, it was just awful. None of the people saying that on the left in the media or in Hollywood or anything would ever, ever say that if let's say Charlie Kirk would have been a Muslim. If Charlie Kirk were Muslim and they had a huge Muslim religious ceremony for him in a football stadium, do you think any of those left-wing people would say a word about how much religion was being thrown around in that ceremony? No, they wouldn't. But you know why they're so brave to always talk junk about Christians? Is because they're not afraid of Christians. They're not afraid of Christians because we are, we're not looking to go out and commit violence against people who speak out against what it is that we believe. We're a safe target for these losers on the left who feel like they have to raise themselves up by tearing other people down because they're so miserable in their lives. And you know, I say a lot of times I stop and look and go, am I handling this right by calling them out the way I do? What I consider to be plain speaking guy next door talking politics. Or should we just pity them? It's hard. It's so hard. And with people now, and you know, got their Christianity on display, are we supposed to just pity these people and pray for them because they're that lost? Their souls are that lost. I don't know. But we'll get into all of that. We have some other stuff too. It's not just going to be, you know, the Charlie Kirk funeral all night. We're not, you know, reliving the whole thing throughout the night. We got a whole lot of other stuff to come during the show today as well. So if you got anything that you want to say, the number is 704-570-1110. You can also text that line. Thanks to Liberty Buick GMC. They drive that. The text line is driven by them. So if you got something to say, go ahead and fire them up. Let's get it going. We got more coming up next. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Hello, thanks for listening. Appreciate you being here with us. We're talking about Charlie Kirk's memorial service from yesterday. And I know you probably, it's probably all you've heard about today. But I think I got a little something different from it that you might not have heard from the analysis today, analyses that you may have gotten. Here is a clip of that I thought was really one of the highlights of the service. I thought Secretary Rubio did a great job. I thought his speech was fantastic. And his message about the way Charlie felt about the country is one that I just think that everybody needs to be walking around with constantly, because it used to be this way. All right, so here we go. Cut 69, Secretary Rubio, go.
Maybe 10 or 12 years ago, a person I knew very well, had been very helpful to me in my campaigns when I was in the Senate, came to me and said she had met this very impressive young man, and he was going to start this group to go on college campuses and try to convince young Americans that ours is the greatest country in the history of the world and that Marxism was bad. And I remember thinking back then, I'm going to admit to you guys, I was a little skeptical. I said, college campuses, you're going to do that? Why don't you start somewhere easier, like, for example, communist Cuba, you know? But my skepticism was proven wrong. In place after place over the last 12, 14, 16 years, we've seen this renaissance. Understand where we were at that time in our history. Understand where we are still today in many places, where young Americans are actively told that everything that they were taught, that all the foundations that made our society and our civilization so grand, they were all wrong, they were all evil, that marriage is oppressive, that children are a burden, that America is a source of evil, not of good in the world. And here was this voice that inspired a movement in which young Americans were told, that is not true. The highest calling we are called to is to be in a successful marriage and to raise productive children. And a movement that taught them that ours was not a great country, but the greatest, most exceptional nation that has ever existed in the history of all of mankind. And that it's worth fighting for, it's worth defending, it's worth preserving, and it's worth passing on to the next generation. This was the mission and the work of Charlie Kirk. And a couple things that stand out about him, he led this movement. But he did so with incredible knowledge. It's unbelievable how much he knew. He came to me very recently. He said some quote. He said, I said, who said that? He said, Marcus Aurelius. I said, what district does he represent? I kind of knew who it was, but he said back, no, it's a Roman, you know, philosopher king or emperor. His incredible knowledge. Let me tell you that one of the last messages I had with him was just a few days before his passing, where he wrote me from overseas, I'm in South Korea, I have many concerns I want to share with you when I get back. He was constantly expanding his horizons, but he just didn't have knowledge. He had wisdom, an uncanny amount of wisdom for a man as young as he was. Wisdom that sometimes it takes a lifetime to accumulate. He had it in just 31 years.
Okay.
He was also bold. It is so easy. And listen, I've been guilty.
The main focus of that I want everyone to really pay attention to is the part about the United States being the greatest country on the face of the earth, not just now, but in the history of the world. There's never been a country as great as the United States, not even close. But our younger generations have grown up in schools that are, you know, that indoctrination mills, not just colleges either, but so many of our public schools teach kids that America is the great evil in the world and the great oppressor of the world, instead of the fact that America is the kindest nation anywhere. We feed the world in the United States. And that's what's so frustrating. You get all of these young people, and you know how you can tell it was when I could tell that it had really gotten bad was a couple of years ago when they put out that research, the results of the research they did that said that, that young people, didn't think, as badly of, Osama bin Laden as the generation before them. Like they hit TikTok, all the young people, and saying that Osama bin Laden was misunderstood or it was America's fault. I mean, it's just ridiculous stuff that is being pumped into these young people's minds. And Charlie Kirk was trying to change that. But we need to get back to that thought process constantly of reiterating to people that this is the greatest country. Go try being trash and doing the things that you do in another country and speaking out against that country and see what happens to you. If you think America is so bad, go try living in a third world country. Go try living somewhere else. So see, we need to get back to, but you know, when you say that now, you're a bigot, you're a misogynist, you're a white supremacist. You know, the left has, and when I say the left, I mean all of those Marxists on the left, the Democrats now that are in control. They have done a masterful job of conditioning the mind of their follower, the minds of their followers, to think that America's rotten. But we've gone through these cycles before. You know, when President Reagan was elected, he was elected on a platform of bringing America back to that shining city on a hill. You know, we always hear about that. And Make America Great Again was Ronald Reagan's before it was Donald Trump's. So we need to start again, not literally, but figuratively wrapping ourselves in the American flag. And if somebody in the United States or anywhere else has something negative to say about it, tell them to go kick rocks, go pound sand, go, you know, do whatever means to get out of here. Whatever cliche you want to use. This is America, by God. And you either love it or you should look at leaving it. Bring that back. Love it or leave it. There you go. All right, so we got a whole lot more coming up on this. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
So, Charlie Kirk's memorial service yesterday in Phoenix. I know this is one of the biggest, and I know you may not think it right now because, you know, people have made Charlie Kirk so such a polarizing figure, the left has, when he really wasn't. He was a kind Christian man who wanted the best for this country. And he told the truth. He was nonviolent, preached against violence. And Turning Point USA is more than a political organization. I think that Turning Point USA was Charlie Kirk's. It was his full ministry, is what it was. And people are being led now, since Charlie Kirk's assassination, they're being led to follow what Charlie stood for and what he told people about himself and how a great country is formed. And how the country stays great as it is, you know, as a beacon of freedom and all. And the best thing for our country is when people get married and have kids and raise the kids in stable environments and, you know, faith, family, country, all of that kind of stuff. You know, the stuff that the left has pigeonholed as being cornball or too white, you know, that kind of stuff. So now the left is seeing how magnificent the outpouring of love is and has been for Charlie Kirk and his family. And they've also witnessed a movement in the country with people who love the country and haven't really been involved in politics or in church, getting up and saying, you know what? I can't sit back any longer. I see the difference. I see what's going on. I see the difference in the two sides. I see that one side is civil and nonviolent and loving and charitable and so forth and so on. And then I see the left that's trashy. And that's the least that they are, is trashy. We can just call them that. So the left sees that, okay, this is something happening, and we don't know how to fight this because all of this is the truth. Charlie Kirk and all these people, the conservatives, the truth is getting out, and that's what they can't take. The truth is getting out. So they have to trash it the only way they know how, and this is what I've been telling you night after night after night. They trash it by saying it's racist. Now, there is a woman named Lauren Nash, and she's a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in New Orleans. She allegedly made this post online, according to libs of TikTok, which is a great site to follow. It says, is a picture of, on it, and it says, I visited Nuremberg when I went to Germany in 2023. I took a whole day tour from Munich, where the day before I spent 8 hours on tours learning about the Nazi regime and visiting Dachau. When we went to Nuremberg, I got to stand on the spot Hitler used to stand for his rallies, and then in the stadium he used nearby. This picture looks like it came from the images I was shown that day. And it is a picture of Charlie Kirk's memorial, the way they had it set up. All you've heard since Charlie Kirk's death and people started learning about Charlie Kirk was that he was a racist and a misogynist, all of the things that the left always, you know, tries to tag their opponents with. This Tina Nguyen, I don't know who she is. I guess she does some stuff with MSNBC. She's the one that I was talking about earlier that said the memorial was a movement called Christian nationalism. She claims Charlie Kirk's memorial was a movement called Christian nationalism. All right, so here's the thing. If you are one of the people that actually thinks there is something to the left's claims that Charlie Kirk was this great white supremacist, this great racist who was, you know, full of followers and all these white people following him and all these white people carrying out his white supremacy and thinking, you know, idolizing him and everything. Where are the white supremacists in the streets? Killing, maiming, destroying. Where are they? If their leader or one of their top, their top officers, as the left has been claiming that Charlie Kirk was, if he was assassinated by the opposition, where are all of the people in the streets with their crazy looking robes and their torches and their horses and, you know, all of the crazy white supremacist violence? Where is it? It's not there. Why? Because Charlie Kirk was a man of God. Charlie Kirk was a man of love. Charlie Kirk was a man of patience and forgiveness. As are most conservatives in America. There are millions of Charlie Kirks out there. We are Charlie Kirk, and not in the sense that he was assassinated, so now we're all going to jump up and take up where he left. No, I'm talking about just regular people with conservative ideals, with conservative principles, who are called Nazi, white supremacists, so forth and so on, falsely, just because the left needs it as a political weapon. And we're sick of it. We are sick of it. There's no systemic racism in America. Is there racism? Yes. Is it a systemic problem where America is inherently racist and run by white supremacists? No. Absolutely not. Charlie Kirk is no more a white supremacist than anybody else who merely points out the truth that the left cannot stand. They cannot take it. So tell me where the Nazis are. Where are the American Nazis? Rising up, taking over the streets in our cities and small towns. Maybe they'll be on the news tonight. The funeral was just yesterday. Maybe they needed a little time to, they haven't gotten the news yet that their leader, Charlie Kirk, their white supremacy leader, was gunned down. Maybe it had, they haven't gotten that news out into the woods where they all live in a cabin together, where they're just ready to jump out and start killing everybody. How long are we going to wait before we realize they're not coming because there's no such thing? Conservatives are not white supremacists or Nazis. If there is a white supremacist or a Nazi that calls himself a conservative, he is a liar, because you can't be both. You cannot be both. All right. Hang on. We got more coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 at 99.3 WPT.
Well, the most powerful thing in the memorial service yesterday for Charlie Kirk was obviously his wife's speech. And his wife, Erica, did a great job. And you know, that people on the left who are just such miserable, terrible, awful people, just trying to tear her down as much as possible. You know, they think it makes them seem like they're tough and cool and like they matter, but it's just, it shows how sad and pathetic they are. But the most powerful moment was when she says she forgives his killer. And she said that she forgives his killer for two reasons. One, because that's what Jesus wanted. And two, that's what Charlie would have wanted, because he was in that close of a walk with Jesus. Doesn't that sound like a hateful bunch of people carrying on a Nazi rally? I mean, that's right there. I'm surprised they weren't yelling Heil Hitler out there. That kind of message. Oh my goodness. Put a tiny mustache on her. Start goose stepping out of there, bunch of Nazis, saying that forgive his killer, showing grace, so showing compassion. Now, she's not saying that the killer shouldn't be dealt with as far as punishment, but the forgiveness is in her part, in her heart, in her life, regardless of what he does. Oh, wow. How hateful. God. And it just shows you that that kind of hate isn't just with the men. It's also with the women. Erica Kirk, we see you. You and your hateful deceased husband. Oh, It's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, Congresswoman Jazzy Crockett is getting worse and worse. She's just like full-fledged now, just a wicked witch. She's playing the part of the wicked witch constantly. And they had a vote in the House to condemn Charlie Kirk's killer and, you know, something nice to do for Charlie Kirk. And she's all mad about it because a bunch of Democrats didn't vote for this. They just couldn't bring themselves to vote for it. Now, can you imagine, again, if it were the other way around and some leftist had been murdered, which is, again, it's so hard to even imagine because it never happens, where the somebody on the right, a consistent rock-ribbed conservative who's just a mainstream conservative, tries to kill somebody on the left because of their opinions. It doesn't happen, but if you can even imagine that it would happen, and people voted against it, Republicans voted against some measure to condemn the killer and whatnot. Oh, but this is why Jazzy is so upset. The Wicked Witch of Texas. Now I'm gonna start calling her the Wicked Witch of Texas. Cut 67. Go.
So what, one of the things I do want to point out that's not been laid out that honestly hurts my heart is when I saw the no votes, there were only two Caucasians. For the most part, the only people that voted no were people of color, because the rhetoric that Charlie Kirk continuously put out there was rhetoric that specifically targeted people of color. And so it is unfortunate that even our colleagues could not see how harmful his rhetoric was specifically to us.
Specifically to us. I'm telling you. That woman has, I guarantee you, she has no reflection when she looks in the mirror. She's a vampire. She's a monster. Now, that is because she's desperate. Jazzy is desperate. She's desperate to be taken seriously. She's desperate to have an issue that she can run on because she's being redistricted and the whole thing. All she has is a false cry of racism constantly. And nobody, and I guarantee you she won't sit down and be interviewed by anybody that might even slightly have a chance of saying, give me some examples of what Charlie said that were hateful rhetoric against black people. So she's mad at her Democrat, her white Democratic, or Democrat co-workers there in the House, her colleagues, because they did not vote against condemning political violence against Charlie Kirk and then have a little, you know, thing in his honor. Yep. So they must be white supremacists too. But the things that Charlie Kirk said that were what these people are hanging on to, calling it racist and saying he's a white supremacist and all, he pointed out the facts that the black community has been ripped apart by Democrat policies. White Democrats from the 60s began the dismantling of the black family. He pointed out that 75% of all black babies are born to single mothers with the dad not around. And that the black family has been destroyed by white Democrats. It is a fact. You can go look it up. But when you tell that truth, and I don't know who hates that truth to get out more, whether it's the white Democrats, politicians, or the black politicians and other, shall we say, prominent people in the community, like, you know, these shady preachers that we've been talking about lately. You see, one thing that Charlie Kirk spoke out against that I'm sure she's considering to be so racist was black on black crime and how black people are killing black people at high, high rates. We all know about it. But you can't talk about that with a Democrat. No, no. Why? Because it's true. Why else? Because it shows they don't really care about black people the way they say they do. They don't. And I'm going to put DJ Jazzy Crockett right up there on the list of people who doesn't care about black people. She is anti-black, is what Jazzy Crockett is. She is anti-black people because she wants to keep black people down. She doesn't want black people to do well. So take that. Take that. But when you point out the facts, like when all of the black ministers who do point out these things and they preach to their congregations the message of building a family and raising your kids together and doing these sorts of things, then these shady black preachers talk down to them and call them names and act like they're you know, turncoats and whatnot. Because the truth can't get out. And all of this with Charlie Kirk, there are people that have been awakened to Charlie Kirk and his message that never, ever probably would have heard it if they would have just gone on through life and Charlie Kirk would have just continued doing what he was doing, which was, I mean, massive outreach and leading a political movement. But still, not everybody is into politics. There's so many people now who have decided, hey, I got to find out about this Charlie Kirk. And all of the examples that they keep using of him being hateful and him saying this or saying that against black people, against women, against, you know, whatever marginalized group, it can all be explained when it's put in context. And it's easily done. And it's easily done for most conservatives because we don't hate people. We don't hate people just because they're a different race. We don't look at people as being able to be used for our own power. That's what happens on the Democrat side of things. And I'm sorry, DJ Jazzy Crockett is right there at the top of the list of taking advantage of people who she supposedly is there to champion. She's cracking up. She is really cracking up. Love to see it. Love to see it. All right. No TJ on the news tonight. We're going to continue, but not going to be doing the Charlie Kirk funeral stuff right out here. We got some show business stuff to take care of. We're going to talk about the show business. Jimmy Kimmel and Pink. Some other idiots. All right? So we'll get to all of that coming up next.
The TJ Richie Show.
Hear the TJ Richie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjrichie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjrichie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjrichie.com.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Richie Show.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, hour two. Wow, that first one went by quickly. Rather quickly. Okay, so there is other news going on outside of the Charlie Kirk Memorial from yesterday. And there's an update on the Jimmy Kimmel situation. Now, Jimmy Kimmel, former comedian Jimmy Kimmel, because he's not, you know, he's not funny anymore. And I got I got some information about that that makes a lot of sense too. But first, they made an announcement today at Disney ABC, says that beginning tomorrow night, Jimmy Kimmel is going to return after a suspension. He'll return to ABC for his show, Jimmy Kimmel Live. And there is a lot of stuff that they are considering, you know, as part of the deal. Like, was he going to have, you know, they want him to apologize and blah, blah, blah. Well, they say he's not doing that. So Disney kind of backed itself into a corner because it upset all of the normal thinking people. That would be our side. And then it also upset all of the lunatics, which would be their side, all the Hollywood idiots and all speaking out against them and everything like that. And look, I'm not a tear, you know, Jimmy Kimmel off the air and all of that kind of stuff. If it happens, it happens. I don't care. I don't want the government to be involved in it, though. I don't want anything about the government being involved in it. That's why I didn't want the FCC chairman stepping out there and saying anything about it. Just let the thing transpire the way it's going to. If the government needs to get in it, then the government can try to get in it. But now it's tainted. The movement to get Jimmy Kimmel off the air was being done by the broadcast companies that own the affiliates and Disney. Okay. It was a business transaction. It was a customer or customers complaining to the supplier is what it boiled down to. But then the government has to come in there and start talking, and it just, it gave the Democrats an issue. Let me give you that. It just gave them something to talk about to take away from what it was. Jimmy Kimmel said something stupid. The customers didn't like it. And then the supplier was taking him out of the store, firing him. Okay, so here we are. All of that. He's suspended indefinitely and so forth and so on. Well, Benny Johnson, who's a podcaster, and he used to work with Charlie Kirk. He was the one that was the, I think, probably the most energetic speaker at the funeral yesterday, Benny Johnson. And he gave almost like a sermon. He was the one that said that when he met Charlie Kirk, he was addicted to alcohol and a loser. And Charlie helped him get out of all that. Okay. So Benny Johnson says, breaking, a Sinclair spokesperson, that's Sinclair Broadcasting. They're the ones that had a problem with Jimmy Kimmel. Sinclair spokesperson confirms that Jimmy Kimmel's show will be pulled from their ABC affiliates, quote unquote, indefinitely, despite news of ABC bringing back Kimmel's failing show. Quote, beginning Tuesday night, Sinclair will be preempting Jimmy Kimmel Live across our ABC affiliate stations and replacing it with news programming. Discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return, end of quote. So Sinclair is like, well, we're not all good. They may be putting him back on the syndication, but our stations are not going to be running him. All right. Now, the way that works is my morning radio show that I do, that, and the one that Ace and I, you know, we used to do the Ace and TJ show. Now it's the TJ and Riggins show. Well, it is syndicated. And that means that there are different radio stations across the country that we send the show up into the air, and they grab it and they pull it down and they shove it into their radio station. And then it broadcasts through speakers that, assigned to that radio station. People listening in their town can hear it. Well, if I said something on that morning show that they didn't like, and they say, all right, well, let's say there's one in Eastern North Carolina. And let's say they go, well, we don't agree with what he said, and so we're taking that show off. Well, we could still put it up in the air every day, right? And then maybe half of the affiliates would grab it and throw it into their radio stations and send it out through people's speakers in their town. But that station and however many stations that company owned wouldn't grab it out of the air and shove it through their radio. Same thing, I think, is going on here with Jimmy Kimmel. So then Benny Johnson says, sources tell me that the network wants Jimmy Kimmel to apologize to Erica Kirk for maliciously lying about Charlie's murder. Okay. See, and I've heard that too, and I've heard that that's not going to happen. Now, here's the other thing that I heard. There was a guy, I think he was, I don't have in front of me, but I'm pretty sure it was a guy that works for maybe for Vice. Maybe he was the founder of Vice. But he knows Jimmy Kimmel, and he said that Jimmy Kimmel used to be a cool guy. He turned into a squish and a lib when he married his second wife, the wife he's got now. He said that she was one of those, and that she whoosh, pow, whipped him into being a little lib squish. And he said that it's like Howard Stern's wife did when he split up with his first wife, and then he got married again. The second one was the liberal one that's all about animal, you know, rights, and he was scared of COVID and turned really, really an outspoken liberal. That's what this guy said about Jimmy Kimmel. And that's what people say about Bill Burr, the comedian that used to be funny. And now he's just so obnoxious and liberal. He used to be funny because he would stand up in the face of crazy liberals. Now he doesn't. He thought that it was funny when that Luigi Mangione shot the insurance guy in cold blood. He made jokes about that. And I don't even know if they were jokes. It was just like a rant that he went on about it. But anyway, what I'm saying is that, again, it looks like that the biggest problem, one of the biggest problems in U.S. America is liberal women. Again, I have to point it out tonight, September 22nd, 2025 of our Lord. Once again, liberal women are a huge problem in our culture, in our society, just in general. Okay. So now you're up to date on Jimmy Kimmel. You're up to date on liberal women being a problem. Let's see. What are we going to get off up into next then? I don't know. Maybe. Oh, just a few minutes ago, we talked about the Wicked Witch of Texas, who would be DJ Jazzy Crockett. We also have the Wicked Witch of Minnesota, which would be Ilhan Omar. Maybe we'll get into something about her. Yeah, maybe that's what we'll do. We'll figure it out. We'll get it all coming up next. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Call if you want, 704-570-1110, or text 704-570-1110. The text line is driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Let me give you an idea of just how twisted the mindset is, how backwards the mindset of so many people in the United States of America is. There's an actress, her name's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Now, Sarah Michelle Gellar played Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's probably one of her biggest roles. She also played in the Scooby-Doo movie, and you know, when they first did the live action version of the Scooby-Doo. And her husband is Freddie Prinze Jr., and they've been married for a long time. It's not your typical Hollywood marriage. I mean, they've really been together for a long time. Freddie Prinze Jr., for our older members of the TJ Ritchie family listening right now, his dad was Chico of Chico and the Man back from in the 70s, the television series that came on. I think it either came on right before or right after Sanford and Son, when Sanford and Son was still, it was still on, not just in reruns. I was a little bitty fella. I was a little bitty boy, but I have a photographic memory, so I remember those types of things. Anyway, Freddie Prinze Jr., for those of you who didn't know that his dad was famous, his dad, Freddie Prinze, was a comedian, and he was one of the first in the U.S. to be a Latino star of a primetime television show. And he had a catchphrase, and it was, looking good. He played a Puerto Rican. Looking good. But he committed suicide at a very young age, right after Freddie Prinze Jr. was born. And he was a baby. Okay. Didn't mean to get off on that tangent there. So here's what happened. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, a.k.a. Sarah Michelle Gellar, has a daughter that just turned 16. Her name's Charlotte. There is a son, too, and he's 13. His name's Rocky. Well, it was Charlotte's 16th birthday, and Sarah Michelle Gellar, her mom, posted a thing on Instagram, you know, says, 16 years ago today, you made me a mom. I believe the quote is, a daughter is just a little girl who grows up to be your best friend. Charlotte, you are that and so much more. You know, going on and on. You are strong and inspiring. It's like anybody would with their kid who's having a birthday. And she said, you're strong and you're inspiring. You're kind. You're funny. Always as almost as funny as me. Wink face. And most importantly, you are one of a kind, the best kind. I'm so lucky to call you my best friend, and I'm equally excited to finally be your passenger, princess. You see what she did there? Her name's Prinze, so they call her Princess. And then posted a picture of a brand new Jeep. And it's nice. It's a brand new Jeep. Now, it is a Rubicon model, and I think that's the fanciest one you can get. So what is the problem with that? The problem with it is that we have a bunch of people who are not only desperate to make it seem like they're smarter than everybody else, or at least smarter than they are, and that they're desperate to make people think that they have they're important or that they matter. Because she started getting all kinds of hateful comments on this post. Really great choice of first car for the planet. Go burn loads of fuel on the roads with your off-road 4x4. My son had to work, this is a different one. My son had to work hard and save up to buy his first car, like myself and my wife. This is ridiculous for a 16-year-old, another one put. Hey, mind your business. Mind your business. This is the mindset that people are given now, to where it seems like people who have something only have it because they took it from somebody else. And we call that communism, socialism. These parents are wealthy and they've worked hard and they're talented people. They've worked hard and they've got money. So if they've got enough money to buy their daughter a Jeep Rubicon for her 16th birthday, then why do you have to poo-poo all over it? Because you think you're special, or you think because you can't have a Rubicon, or because your parents didn't buy you a Rubicon or the likes of that for your 16th birthday, or you couldn't afford one for your kid when they turned 16, you got to poo-poo all over somebody who can. And then the other one about the climate, go burn fuel on it, blah, blah, blah. It's none of your business. Not one speck of it is your business. But you see, the left tells people that it is their business because these millionaires and billionaires, as crazy at Bernie Sanders says, what they're doing is harming all of us. The same way they did with the COVID, y'all. They did the same thing with the COVID. That's why they said wearing a mask is not for your protection, it's for everybody else's protection. So that's how they got away with getting people to just like go off on somebody for not wearing a mask. Your heart, you do what you want to yourself, but you're trying to harm, you're trying to kill us. It's the same thing with these crazy drones that are these zombies that go around thinking that the planet's on fire and that we got to do all this stuff to protect the planet. You can't even have a Jeep because it burns too much gas. Mind your business. And I don't know what she did to respond. And of course, there were some people who were, you know, taken up for her. But again, these aren't two Hollywood people who are always up in people's faces with their political issues either. These two are raising a normal family. And it may be why the left doesn't mind, you know, lashing out at them. I don't know. But you see, why is it any of their business, of somebody else's business? If you don't agree with it, okay. Just go, wow, I mean, that's, I don't know if I'd start a 16-year-old off, even if I did have the money. I don't know if I'd start them off with a brand new vehicle like that or whatever. But they don't look at it like that. They look at it and they are jealous. That's why it's called class envy. You know, that's why the left deals, they prey on people's emotions. And, you know, envy is one of those that's way up there on the scale of emotions for people. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I think that is the most dangerous emotion there is jealousy. I think there are more people killed over jealousy than anything else. I think I saw that in one of my crime documentaries or something. But it just eats at people. I mean, what would you have thought? I guarantee you, if they would have posted the same thing about, I love you, you're my best friend, and 16 years ago today, you made me a complete person because I became a parent, all of that stuff, and then posted, I can't wait to be your passenger, princess. And then they showed, I don't know, maybe a 2010 Corolla that was in pretty good condition, but not brand new. People would have been ripping them for that. These same people probably would have said, all the money you got, you can't do anything better for your kid than that. That is ridiculous. Blah, 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 blah. You see, but my point is that it's just because these weak-minded people who are so disappointed with their lives think that they can have to tear down somebody else to make their lives seem not as bad. And politicians on the left cultivate that mindset. Oh, they water it. They talk to it. They pamper it. You know, they try to get a bumper crop of those people thinking that way. All right, so let's see. Oh, let me look at my notes here. I'm trying to be, you know, more noteworthy and more organized with the show. Oh, yeah, and we haven't gotten to the crazy trans person that's talking about being violent. And my man Stephen Miller from the funeral yesterday just wanted to play a piece of Stephen Miller because I like him so much. So we'll get into all that coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Welcome back. So if we're looking into the situation of why the left acts the way they act, I don't know that we'll ever be able to change the ones who act like idiots now. You know what I mean? I think with the movement, and if people are really going to take up Charlie Kirk's take up his cause and the cause of what all of us conservatives have been preaching for years. I don't know that the ones who are out there acting so stupid now are ever going to change. I don't think they can go back. You know what I mean? If they're out there now and they're jumping up and down and dancing and acting like, you know, you're calling Charlie Kirk a white supremacist and celebrating his death and doing all of the stuff that they're doing. Let's take that. I think that the singer Pink is very talented and I like a lot of her music, but she's trash. I mean, she really is. She is white trash, gutter trash. And she has been as long as she's been in the public eye. I've always liked her music, but I've also always known that she's white trash. She's that full on, like, you know, if you lay down with dogs, you're going to get fleas kind of white trash. That's what they would say. You know, no, you're not hanging out with that girl. That's what her, the people that she went to school with's parents probably would say. You're not hanging out with that girl. That Pink. No, she's trashy. You think somebody who, and it just shows you that talent doesn't equal intelligence and talent doesn't equal intellect. So the story is that, you know, obviously she's posted, or it makes sense that she would have posted anti-Charlie Kirk stuff or whatever. But they say that she posted something that said the funeral yesterday should have played Pop Goes the Weasel, and then deleted it. But people are saying that they saw it anyway. But you just take somebody like that. Now, is Pink too far gone to ever come back and go, you know what, Pink? You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't act that way because you're presenting yourself as an idiot and your side is the side of violence. Your side is the side of, anti-black racism. Your side is all of the bad things in the political realm of things. Your side is the worst. I don't think we're getting through to them. The ones that we've got to get are the ones who haven't quite made it into that area of idiocy yet. The ones who can still be taught to be civilized. That whole thing yesterday, and it was, I mean, what was it, 5 hours worth of memorial service? 5 hours, and the whole thing was civil. The only violence that has happened since Charlie Kirk's murder is the violence that the anti-Charlie Kirk protesters and all showed up with at vigils and things. That ought to tell you something right there. So we've got to start making sure that we are pointing out, listen, we're the side of civility. They are the side of incivility. They are the side of racism. They are the side of trashy behavior. They are the side of Marxism, communism, socialism, fascism, all of them. All the isms are on the left. But I want to play something for you just because... And I'm sorry, Lonnie, I forgot to tell you ahead of time. This will be Cut 70, Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller is the deputy chief of staff for President Trump, and I've played many of his clips because he is a straight talk. Don't mess with him. I mean, he feels everything that he says, and he is so smart. So listen to Stephen Miller go off yesterday at Charlie Kirk's funeral. Go.
Because we stand for what is good, what is virtuous, what is noble. And to those trying to incite violence against us, those trying to foment hatred against us, what do you have? You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness. You are jealousy. You are envy. You are hatred. You are nothing. You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity. You thought you could kill Charlie Kirk? You have made him immortal. You have immortalized Charlie Kirk. And now millions will carry on his legacy. And we will devote the rest of our lives to finishing the causes for which Charlie gave his last measure of devotion. You cannot defeat us. You cannot slow us. You cannot stop us. You cannot deter us. We will carry Charlie and Erica in our heart every single day and fight that much harder because of what you did to us. You have no idea the dragon you have awakened. You have no idea how determined we will be to save this civilization, to save the West, to save this republic. Because our children are strong, and our grandchildren will be strong, and our children's children's children will be strong. And what will you leave behind? Nothing, nothing. To our enemies, you have nothing to give, you have nothing to offer, you have nothing to share but bitterness. We have beauty, we have light, we have goodness, we have determination, we have vision, we have strength. We built the world that we inhabit now, generation by generation, and we will defend this world. We will defend goodness, we will defend light, we will defend virtue. You cannot terrify us, you cannot frighten us, you cannot threaten us, because we are on the side of goodness, we are on the side of God. And to my friend Charlie, to my brother Charlie, I know you are looking at us right now. I know you're watching Erica right now. I know you're watching your children right now. And I promise you, my friend, I promise you, my brother, we will prove worthy of your sacrifice. We will prove worthy of your time on earth. We will make you proud. We will finish the job. We will defeat the forces of darkness and evil. And we will stand every day for what is true, what is beautiful, what is good. And we will achieve victory for our children, for our families, for our civilization, and for every patriot who stands with us. God bless you. God bless Turning Point. God bless Erica. God bless the Kirk family. God bless our heroes, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Awesome. That's what I was talking about earlier. We've got to get back to that just straight talk. America is greatness. And if you are standing in the way of the greatness that we on our side strive to maintain, then get out of the way. You just think about it. Well, look, I got to take a break here. I have some examples of what he's talking about. These people who build nothing, they do nothing, they tear apart everything because they know that they can't do anything that is productive and worthwhile. So they go the opposite with it. I have some examples of that. So we'll get to that, and I'm going to try to squeeze in this awful clip of the Wicked Witch of Minnesota, which is Ilhan Omar. The liar who married her brother in order to get into the United States. So we'll get into all of that. Hopefully we can jam it all in coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Final segment. It really has flown by tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Whew, our time here is dwindling. But you know what? Thank goodness we'll be able to do it again tomorrow. Okay. So one of the most vile, I mean vile, wretched people that we have in public, in the public eye right now is a woman named Ilhan Omar. She is the Wicked Witch of Minnesota. And She's just mean, psychotic, in my opinion. She's just a rotten to the core person. Hates America, although she really doesn't. She pretends to hate America because she, again, just like the black and white Democrats, claim to champion black people. They don't. They aim to control black people and keep them down. She claims to hate America, but she really loves it. She loves America and everything that America has given her, which is a big fat bank account that she sits on top of right now with her husband, millions and millions of dollars, lied to get into the country. She's from Somalia. She would have surely been, not been anything in Somalia if she were even allowed to live as long as she's living right now, if she would have stayed in Somalia. Now she's a multimillionaire, lied on her immigration forms about she was married to her brother to get him over here illegally, according to the reports that have always been around. Just a terrible person. And she's been talking crap about Charlie Kirk from day one, saying again that he's a white supremacist full of hate and so forth and so on. This is a clip of her not backing off of it at all and just continuing, even knowing that Charlie Kirk was murdered because of his political views and his opinions and all that. And she knows that he wasn't a white supremacist, and she knows that he was kind and that he was, that he spent his life engaging with people who disagreed with him in order to find common ground. She knows all of that. And so for her to continue down this road of smearing him and trying to anger people against him and all of that is, just with her or anybody else that continues to do that, is diabolical. So listen to this one. Check it out.
The video where it called him Dr. Frankenstein and said his monster shot him through the neck. I mean, obviously, this is a person. And looking at this, this is someone who was a husband and a father. And in the days after his shocking death, that happened as a result of his views or happened as a result as he was sharing his views publicly with people, that people found it jarring to hear such criticism of that in the immediate aftermath of
what I find jarring is that there are so many people willing to excuse the most reprehensible things that he said, that they agree with that, that they're willing to have monuments for him, that they want to create a day to honor him, and that they want to produce resolutions in the House of Congress honoring his life and legacy. It is one thing to care about his life, because obviously so many people loved him, including his children and wife. But I am not going to sit here and be judged for not wanting to honor any legacy this man has left behind. That should be in the dustbin of history, and we should hopefully move on and forget the hate that he spewed every single day.
All right, now, I think that's Caitlin Collins from CNN. Even she was trying to ask her, can you just do something here to make it seem like you're not just such a hateful B-word? Because they're on the same side, Caitlin Collins and Ilhan Omar. They're both Democrats. Let's not forget. And do you hear the hatred spewing out of her mouth, just dripping? And it's almost like, Caitlin Collins, how dare you even ask me why I would repost something on Twitter making fun of Charlie Kirk's death? You vile, disgusting woman. You, who do you think you are talking to me, Ilhan Omar, that way? Oh, she is a nasty, nasty woman. And again, that's why I would love to see her denaturalized and deported. The two D's, the double D. Give Ilhan Omar the double D treatment. Denaturalize and deport. Back to your beloved home country of Somalia. But no, she doesn't want to go because she loves it here. She's singing Yankee Doodle Dandy every day when she gets home. marching around with sparklers. Woo, every day is 4th of July for Ilhan Omar. She loves it. Just Uncle Sam all over her house. Secrets out, Ilhan. Ilhan. Freak. Oh, but let me tone down the rhetoric. I'll tone down the rhetoric. Because, you know, that's what they do. Can you imagine if a conservative member of the House, let's say it's Jim Jordan, let's say Jim Jordan had reposted something on social media that was mocking the assassination of a political person on the left. And a reporter asked him if he should tone down his rhetoric. And he went off on that reporter the way that vile cockroach, wicked demon just did in that sound clip we just played. Can you imagine what this country would be doing? Would it be standing on its head right now, calling for Jim Jordan to be censured and fired and everything else? The media would be beside itself. But Ilhan Omar comes over here to the greatest country on the face of the earth, and it's way better than what she left, and has turned herself into a multimillionaire. In this awful, rotten, terrible country, she is a multi-millionaire that can sit on national TV and tell some reporter lady to sit down and shut up. How dare you ask me a question about my actions? You don't judge me for anything. What you need to be doing is asking these other people these questions. You don't talk to me like that, CNN reporter lady. I'm Ilhan Omar, damn it. I can buy and sell you 10 times with all this American money I done made since I've been over here. I don't know how much her husband slash brother has. I don't know if he has a lot of money, but she and her husband, you know, they've made some investments. Her husband's made some investments. So that's what they always talk about, is that how these Democrat politicians, you know, they become millionaires after they're elected. Trump was a billionaire before he got elected. And when you go back to Stephen Miller's segment where he was talking about how you build nothing, you produce nothing, you don't produce beauty and da 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 da. What he's so right, because what on the left is produced out of their politicians? What has Chuck Schumer ever produced? What has Bernie Sanders ever produced? Bernie Sanders is one of the laziest goofballs ever. He was so lazy they kicked him out of a Marxist kibbutz in Israel when he was a young man. Just produce nothing, but can get up and act like he's so great and he's got all the answers. We have the beauty and the production on our side. And don't forget it. Mark Levin is coming up next. Remember, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. See you tomorrow.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.